Clark, American consumers expected to spend more than $40 billion shopping online in the period from Thanksgiving to Monday, that so-called Cyber Monday. But today is Black Friday as the compressed holiday shopping season comes alive. But some critics of President-elect Trump's proposals warn that it could lift future prices. He's threatened 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico until both countries stop what he claims is a flow of illegal migrants and drugs.
Accounting for more than $1 trillion in trade every year, Mexico and Canada are the two largest trading partners of the U.S. The tariffs likely to fall back on U.S. consumers who could see rising costs on goods from cars to electronics to fruits and vegetables.
That's ABC's Jay O'Brien. Mexico's president said Thursday there will not be a tariff war. French President Macron led a tour of the rebuilt Notre Dame Cathedral after the 2019 fire. It reopens next month. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlin. Canadian man who injured a flight attendant while on a flight from Milwaukee faces federal charges. 29-year-old Abdul El-Jabbar Olaya allegedly struck an attendant and fought with other passengers during a flight from Milwaukee to Dallas earlier this month after getting upset with the service he was getting. A Madison resident was robbed at gunpoint during a Facebook Marketplace exchange Tuesday. Madison police say the sellers wanted cash for the phone. When the victim came to make the trade, the two suspects walked off with the money. When the victim tried to stop them, one of the suspects pulled a gun on them. And if you harvest a deer during the opening gun weekend, the Department of Natural Resources urges you to test it for chronic wasting disease. The DNR is also encouraging you to report sick deer you may find in the field, as those reports all go into a database and will help the DNR track CWD. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Gradual clearing this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 22, with wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 9 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, 23. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 26. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:02 on Friday morning. Yes, we are here. A little chilly outside, but you know what? A great day to be out and about. Here is Blondie, Call Me on Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
So I'm here to the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:09 on Friday morning. If you are out and about today in the Baraboo Reedsburg Lake down there, we did get a little bit of light snow last night, just a dusting. So you may need to brush that snow off your car. Wendy, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Dave. Good morning, Baraboo.
And as you may notice, Wendy is filling in today for Emily. Emily has a much-deserved day off to spend some time with family, and I'm spending time with family, so those that may not realize that our voice on the other end is my lovely wife, Wendy, and she's also our Sunday night person, and she's in early this morning. Normally, she's already heading to work at her regular job, but she gets a day off while there because she's working here today, right, Wendy?
Yes, Dave, you gave me a day off at my real job, but now I'm here with you.
Yeah, what was I thinking today? So Wendy will be on with me this morning, and then she will be on 4 to 7 p.m. She is filling in for Aaron today as well. So Wendy has a very busy day ahead of her, and I'm sure a little bit involves heckling me. Ironically, I did not put Georgia Satellite in there to keep your hands to yourself. I was laughing when I saw that this morning, Wendy.
I can't reach you.
I know. That's
way over there.
I know, way over there. And so, yeah, we are actually in studio together. It's a little bit different having that experience. And, you know, Wendy, it is Black Friday today, so it's going to be a good day to be out and about. But we got something to take care of real quick. If you want to win Flock of Seagull tickets to the Crystal Grand December 14th, you just need to text in what word, Wendy?
You need to text in seagulls.
So you text it in to 608-355-9970 or the Free Civic Media app. Text in seagulls. Look for Max and Mouse in that Free Civic Media app. Click on Max and Mouse for 99.7 Max FM and click the text button. And we're going to pick a winner at random before 8:30 this morning. So we are looking for the word seagulls for your chance to win tickets to see those. Wendy, it was a holiday yesterday. It was Thanksgiving, and we got to spend some time with family yesterday. And we actually had a turkey, and that turkey looked huge when we bought it, but you know, after we were putting it away last night, there wasn't as much turkey left as what I thought there would be.
Nope, you're right, Dave. It was definitely heavy when I carried it up from the basement too, when it was frozen, and filled the refrigerator with it as it thawed out. But yep, we definitely did not have very many leftovers, which is good, which means it was super tasty because we all ate it.
Yes, we actually smoked our turkey, and kind of the interesting part with that is I got up yesterday about 2:50 in the morning to smoke said turkey, and I said, you know what, it's also a great time to have an adult beverage at that point, and shared it with the dog because it was Stout's birthday yesterday as well. So yeah, he had a little bit of beer yesterday before 4 o'clock in the morning.
He had to come tell me all about it too, Dave.
Yeah, he did, and he loved it, but he celebrated his birthday on Thanksgiving Day. Ironically, 5 years ago, he was born on Thanksgiving, so he is a turkey in our world. He's actually in the studio with us. He's supervising us, so he'll keep us out of trouble. But as part of the holiday, there has been garbage schedule changes for the pickup in the city of Baraboo. Wendy, do you want to highlight those real quick for our listeners today?
Yes, absolutely, Dave. If your garbage pickup was normally on Thursday, it's today. So get your can out there. And if it's if it's Friday, it's going to be picked up tomorrow, Saturday morning.
And so in our case, we will roll our cart out tonight. That way it's out there by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. But we want to make all the city of Baraboo residents aware. Get those garbage carts out now if your garbage pickup was yesterday. Because you don't want to be running out there to do it and then all of a sudden, you know, oh, crud, I got to get my garbage out there. So, yep, that's why it wasn't picked up yesterday. And it's different than what it had been in years past. So, again, today is your Thursday pickup, and then today's normal Friday will be picked up on Saturday. Now, there's
that's
some
correct,
other things.
Dave. If you have Peterson Sanitation with the City of Baraboo pickup, that's what your schedule is.
Gotcha. So it's also Black Friday today, Wendy, and there's a lot of deals going on in. Those aren't just at the big stores. I know there's some of the bigger stores in the area that specifically have certain deals that are only for certain parts of the day. You're seeing less and less of you have to get there between like 5 and 10 in the morning for some of those places. You don't wait in line like you used to, a lot of online deals. But if you live in like the city of Baraboo, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Lake Delton area, a lot of businesses have their sales going on this morning. Correct, Wendy?
Oh, they absolutely do. I'm making my list. I'm checking it twice. I'm making all my lists of things, of places I need to go this morning.
Yes, and so you want to get into like downtown Baraboo. A lot of places are open either at 7 or 8 o'clock this morning, and they have Black Friday specials going until 10 a.m. So get downtown, get your stuff, get the shopping done a little bit early. Now, Wendy, don't forget to send me the list of things you were mentioning last night, because I probably will forget about those if you don't send those to me, and, you know, colors, sizes, and the whole paying attention factor as well.
Taking responsibility, Dave. You were supposed to be doing that while I was telling you.
Yeah, I was falling asleep, full disclosure.
Silly boy.
I fell asleep during the Packer game last night. So anyone that was watching that Packer game last night or didn't get to see the finish, the Packers did win against the Dolphins, thankfully, and very happy to see that. And ironically, the Lions won for the first time on Thanksgiving Day in quite a few years. So that was kind of neat for them yesterday. The Bears flubbed that game up. They had a chance to tie that game. They did not. They did not take a timeout after their quarterback got sacked. And then they threw the ball, and when the guy didn't catch it, there was no time left on the clock, so the Bears lose yesterday. So, yeah, the Bears still not having a good season. And at least the Packers pulled off the victory against the Dolphins, 30-17 last night. We'll have Hanging with Hobble and Maddie. That'll be at 8:30 this morning. And ironically, the Packers are playing next Thursday, and they are playing who, Wendy?
I don't remember. You told me. Now I forgot.
They are playing the Detroit Lions.
Oh, the Lions. I was thinking it was the Vikings, but that's a different day.
Right. Well, let's talk about that real quick, because we're going to be doing something special the next time the Packers play. And that is going to be our Green and Gold Watch Party. That is December 29th at Mike's Italian Restaurant, starting at 11 a.m. We're going to watch the Green and the Gold play that other team. And I'm going to be there. Emily will be there as a plan. And you're also going to be there, Wendy. And it's going to be the Max FM Watch Party. And it's going to be interesting not only to watch the game, but also watch me react to that game. That's going to be the hard part, because normally I watch the football games in the privacy of our house.
Dave's got to behave himself.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And for me, I get rather animated during the football games. And back in the day, we used to have Max Reacts with Maddie and Mike, and everyone wanted Corey and I to do that together. There is no way Corey and I could do that together, because while both of us are very much into the Packer game, and they wouldn't be able to get enough bleeps in during that event. So that's going to be the tough part, but I'm looking forward to that. So again, the Green and Gold Watch Party, that's going to be at Mike's Italian Restaurant. Put it on your calendars. December 29th, I will be there. Wendy will be there. Emily will be there. There's going to be food specials, drink specials, and we're excited about that. We actually were in Mike's Italian Restaurant on Wednesday night, and oh my goodness, I was so full when we left there, Wendy.
Super yummy stuff, definitely. We're also going to have prizes and a bunch of other fun things to do, aren't we, Dave?
Yes, we are. So I should mention that we have a legit Packers NFL blanket that is sitting in the studio with us. We also are going to be raffling off a Jordan Love jersey. You must be present to win. Everyone that attends the event will get a raffle ticket. You don't have to do anything except we're going to hand you a ticket when you get there. We're going to put all the names into a bucket, and we're going to pick one random winner to win a Jordan Love jersey. That is pretty cool, Wendy.
It sure is. I'm looking really forward to that event, Dave. It sounds like a good time.
It will be, and I look forward to it. I love pizza and everything else, so great opportunity. So again, Green and Gold Watch Party, that is on December 29th at Mike's Italian Restaurant. We're talking about it now because it's a month away. We want to make sure everyone puts that on their calendars, and we're excited about this. This is the first time we've done something like this at Max FM, and when we had the chance to do it, we decided, yes, we're doing it. Now, speaking of chances, don't forget to text in Seagulls.
Seagulls.
For your chance to win a Flock of Seagulls tickets. They'll be at the Crystal Grand Music Theater on December 14th. It's a great venue up there. We were up there for a show a couple of weeks ago, and the seats were fantastic. There's no bad seat in that place. Wherever you sit, Wendy, there's a great place to see everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, stop out. So you got to text in. We're going to pick a winner before 8:30. You need to text in Seagulls to 608-355-9970. Or better yet, use the free Civic Media app, and you have a chance to win. One other thing I do want to note that's very important, so everyone pay attention. The Merrimack Ferry will close until further notice starting today at 6 p.m. due to the forecasted cold weather. Resumption of the service in 2024 will depend on favorable weather. So it's going to be cold. We heard Sean talking about that a little bit earlier. Definitely going to get down below freezing for the next basically 7 days is what we're seeing. And those temps affect how the Merrimack Ferry runs, because they're basically pulling that across from side to side. And since it'll stay below freezing for about 7 straight days, they're opting to close that tonight at 7 p.m. We're talking lows in the single digits tonight. So again, Merrimack Ferry closed until further notice starting today at 6 p.m. due to the forecasted cold weather. Resumption of service in 2024 depends on when it warms up, Wendy, and you know, that is going to be questionable at this point. We're already into December almost. I cannot believe how fast November went flying by. Can you?
I feel like there wasn't a November, Dave.
Yeah, isn't that what it does seem like?
Didn't
that
we just do Halloween?
It does seem like, I was thinking that too. It seems like
we just
did literally
trick or treat.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would agree. It just seems like we were trick or treating not that long ago. And, you know, that's the part that just was shocking to me was how fast this month went by. And Thanksgiving fell late this year. That was the other thing that messed with me. So, yeah. And the Merrimack Ferry running until almost the end of November, not a bad thing. So, and as we look at our forecast going into next week, we have highs in the 20s. And so we are going to warm up hopefully by Wednesday. So we'll keep an eye on it. But again, you know, it's one of those things. It's great weather if you're out hunting today because you got a little bit
layers.
Of snow.
Layers. But you need layers.
You do need layers. Wendy's right about that because as we look at that forecast, we're looking at a high near 22. Wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. And I can tell you tonight, when we get to that low around 9 degrees with the winds blowing 10 to 15 miles per hour, we're looking at wind chill values around 5 below zero.
Woo, that's chilly, Dave.
It is. So bundle up, and that's the key. And that's, like Wendy said, layers. If you're out shopping today, make sure you have layers on. Again, go support all your downtown businesses in the Baraboo, Lake Delton, Reedsburg, Portage, Sauk Prairie area. Many of those places are having deals today for Black Friday. Also, as a reminder, if you are celebrating your birthday or anniversary, you need to text that in to us, 608-355-9970. Wendy will be back with me at 7:40. We're going to celebrate all of our celebrity birthdays. And if you know of anyone that's celebrating locally today, text those in to us. Wendy, you'll be back with us at 7:40.
See you then.
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the daily made apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
There's a new one-of-a-kind business in downtown Reedsburg. Bender's Tap In. Stop in tonight and try your hand at virtual golf, football, zombie dodgeball, and more with their sports simulators. After working up an appetite, choose from unique Wisconsin favorites with some Texas flair. Bender's Tap In features gourmet burgers and hot dogs, along with the Broad of the Month special, some delicious appetizers, all with a southern twist. With 40 unique beers, including 8 on tap, you can experience a new beer on almost every visit. Try Bender's Tap In today.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:28 on Friday morning. Don't forget to text in birthdays and anniversaries if you know of anyone celebrating in the local area. 608-355-9970. Here's Naked Eyes on Max FM.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:31 on Friday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. Wendy and I will talk about those at 7:40 a.m. with our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. Also, if you want a chance to win a Flock of Seagulls tickets on December 14th at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Lake Delton, you need to text in Seagulls to 608-355-9970 or use a free Civic Media app and text in Seagulls. Look for Max Mouse, tap on Max FM. Click the text button for your chance to win a pair of Flock of Seagull tickets to the Crystal Grand December 14th. That is going to be a great show. It's their 80s party, great venue. And it's just so much fun to know that they're going to be in the local area. So text in now. We'll pick a winner before 8:30. It's more Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Packers won their third straight, rolling to a 30-17 win over the Dolphins at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love tossing a pair of touchdown passes and said the offense is the best it's been all season.
Areas we've needed to focus on, red zone. I think we've been doing a lot better in that area. And just trying to stay on the field, keep those drives going, keep the defense off the field. So I think we're getting in a really good groove. And then to the other point, I mean, the defense is playing really well to be able to get us the ball back and, you know, get some stops, some big-time stops against a very good offense. So, you know, it goes both ways, but I think the offense is playing at a high level right now.
Football Badgers face the rival Minnesota Gophers in the Big Ten finale at Camp Randall today. Paul Bunyan's axe up for grabs in the 11 a.m. kickoff in Madison. Women's college basketball on Thursday. San Diego State beat Wisconsin 73-67. Opening round of the Cancun Challenge, Virginia beat the Green Bay Phoenix women 66-61 in the Puerto Rico shootout. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
City weather. Gradual clearing this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today 22 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight mostly clear, 9 above. Tomorrow sunshine 23. On Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 26. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 18.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. 735 with the Goo Goo Dolls on Max FM.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are and live with all your faults. Wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide. You love the life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me, so be a man. Or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Yeah, pieces of nothing that falls.
Max, some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:39 a.m. on Friday morning. Wendy and Dave with you. We are live in studio enjoying a nice, beautiful day. Wendy, it is one of the biggest shopping days of the year.
Yes, it is, Dave. I'm really looking forward to spending some time out there today.
I am as well, and thank you for the list, by the way. That's one advantage of working together today. She handed me the list on paper, so I know that I will not stray. And, you know, I found some pretty cool things out there as well. So it is just a neat day to be out and about. So, again, stop down to all the downtown businesses in the Lake Delton, Sauk Prairie, Reedsburg, and Portage and Baraboo area. Some great deals. And, you know, It's not bad to be out there. It could be a little bit warmer, but you know what? It is almost December. I can't believe I'm saying that, Wendy.
I know. It's almost something else, too, but I won't say what it is yet.
Yeah, thank you for that, too. I appreciate that. I thought you were talking about Stout's birthday yesterday, so he is definitely...
Well, that wouldn't be an almost then, Dave. It was.
Good point. And he is passed out in the chair next to me. He's a little tired today.
Poor kid can't party with the big dogs.
No, he can't, apparently. At least he's not snoring. No one wants to hear that this morning. As
give
a reminder,
time,
if you are... Yeah, give him time, right? As a reminder, if you are celebrating your birthday or anniversary, please text those into us now, 608-355-9970. We're going to talk about our local birthdays in just a moment, but we're also giving away Flock of Seagulls tickets, Wendy. What do they need to do to win those?
They need to text us the word seagulls, Dave.
And we can't make it any easier than that. Text seagulls to 608-355-9970. Or better yet, use the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on Max FM. Click text and enter in what, Wendy?
Seagulls.
And so text that in. We are going to pick some winners before 8:30 this morning. Keep those texts coming. We see some that have come in already. We're going to pick some winners at random this morning. I have a couple of pairs of tickets we're giving away this morning. And this contest is going to end very soon. So today is the day to get your chance to win those tickets. 608-355-9970. Text in Seagulls. Wendy, let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays today.
Okay, sounds good, Dave. Let's do that.
All right, and we have a little bit different list today because our normal list that we use are not available because some people are off work in various places, but we have found celebrity birthdays, and this one is one that anyone in Wisconsin probably knows who this guy is. It is Russell Wilson's birthday. He's been playing football since high school, and now he's in the big league, and he is doing some great things. And so a very own Wisconsin native. The other one I saw on this list was Howie Mandel. He's a comedian.
Oh, my gosh, Howie Mandel. Woo!
Woo! He's had some great shows, and he's a comedian, and he has quite the television career, and it's just he's had quite the career. Wendy, who else do you see on our celebrity list that you saw?
Well, Dave, it looks like Chadwick Boseman's birthday is today. He's an actor that will be remembered for his talent and the characters he portrayed very skillfully.
Yes.
Also, C.S. Lewis's birthday, which is a theologian and English writer, was an inspiring figure way ahead of his time.
Oh, wow. I didn't even see that one on the list. See, it's a good thing you're keeping tabs on me today.
Speaking of tabs, me and my computer, we're not getting along great right now.
Oh, no. Do you know an IT guy?
I do. You know, I don't think an IT guy can help me touchpad well, though.
Oh, gotcha. So it's not really anything wrong with the laptop, per se. It is
operator. Let's just say, in the laptop world, it's an unskilled driver.
Sorry, I forgot to attach a mouse for you. If you stop out.
I got one. I'll get it worked out. It's all good.
Okay, well, I do have another mouse out here if you do need one. So.
No, mine's here somewhere. I just didn't find it.
Okay, gotcha. Just checking. So, did you see anyone else on today's celebrity birthday list, Wendy? Otherwise, I'll take a quick look at tomorrow's celebrity birthdays.
Let's see. It looks like Brian Bumgarner's birthday is today. He's also a hilarious actor, director, and podcast host.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. All right, so I'm going to hop over. I found some list for tomorrow. Billy Idol, 68 years old, Wendy.
Billy Idol, oh my gosh. Love his role in The Wedding Singer, one yes. of our favorite movies.
He did great on that, and he does look a little bit older than when he did in The Wedding Singer. I'm in shock when I saw that. Ben Stiller is 58 years old tomorrow as well.
Woo-woo! Go Ben Stiller!
Yeah, I know. I feel a little bit older as I look at those. And then there's some others on here I really don't recognize some of the names. And I'm just, as I look through these lists, we try to pare them down for the weekend. Because if we don't recognize the names, we're not even going to put them on there. So those were the two that I saw on the list. And then I'm going to quickly try to find December 1st celebrity birthdays. The Googles are treating me well today. So Andrew Tate will be 37 on December 1st. He's a kickboxer. Tyler Joseph, 35, rock singer. Robert Irwin is 20, reality star. We know his dad is Steve Irwin. And then there's just a lot of these are YouTube stars, TikTok stars. And so it's like, I don't even know who some of them are. Diana Williams, 45 years old. She's a reality TV star. So a lot of birthdays. Betty Midler is 78 years old.
Do you mean Bette Midler?
Bette Midler, thank you. So you keep me on the straight and narrow. So yeah, those were our celebrity birthdays for this weekend. Wendy, you got that local list in front of you. You want to talk about our local birthdays?
I do. I made my way back to that tab. And Ron Marquardt is celebrating a birthday today. We both know Ron quite well, have known him for many years, and we'd like to wish Ron a great big happy birthday. And that's today. And then do you want me to do Saturday and Sunday too, Dave?
Yeah, you might as well. You got the list right in front of you. I'm messing with the playlist.
Stop messing with the playlist. You're going to get us in trouble. On Saturday, we have Heather Anstett celebrating a birthday. She's also a good friend of both of ours. And she's celebrating her birthday tomorrow along with Andrew Kilgallen. So we'll wish both of them a great big happy birthday as well. And then on Sunday, another good friend of ours is Jim Saloff. He's also celebrating his birthday. So it looks like we got some serious partying to do, Dave.
Yes, we do. So we got to say happy birthday to Andrew. He is a fantastic guy. He does a lot of different things in the community as well. So we appreciate everything that he does. I mean, it's so cool. And I know he had a very busy Thanksgiving with his family. Saw some pictures online. So happy birthday to Andrew. And, I didn't see Mr. Saloff yesterday. I was looking around to see if he was around. I'm not sure where he's at, but he's a great guy. He's actually subbed on the Max FM golf team before.
Yes, he has. That's for sure. He's helped us out many times.
Yeah, fantastic golfer. So if you see any of those folks out and about today, like Ron, make sure you wish them a happy birthday. I worked with Ron. Here's an interesting fact for anyone that knows me. I worked with Ron at my very first professional IT job right out of high school. So Ron remembers me when I was a little bit younger.
We all remember you when you were a little younger, Dave.
Oh, you're funny over there.
Oh, I wonder why you're feeling a little older today, Dave. You said earlier that some of the people on the celebrity list were making you feel kind of old, and I wonder why you're feeling a little older.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't have anything going on this weekend, so.
Not this weekend.
I'm trying to keep that on the down low, though, so people don't know when that is.
I can fix that for you.
Yeah, I know. That's what worries me. So, again, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, happy birthday, happy anniversary to you. We still have our texting contest going on this morning. Your chance to get a pair of tickets is to see a Flock of Seagulls at the Crystal Grand Music Theater December 14th. Wendy, what do they need to do to be entered in for that chance to win those tickets?
They need to text us at 608-355-9970, the word Seagulls, and we will get you some tickets.
We can't make it any easier than that. We are going to be wrapping this contest up very soon. We're going to pick winners before 8:30 8:30 this morning. I will reply to your text message. I'll ask you for additional information if you are a winner, so be sure to be on the lookout for that. We want to give you a chance to see the Flock of Seagulls December 14th at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. Again, text in Seagulls via the Free Civic Media app. Click on Max the Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, click text, or you can text us at 608-355-9970. Seagulls. Wendy, you'll be back with me at 8:10.
That's what you tell me, Dave.
Yes, it is. So Wendy will be back at 8:10, then we'll have calendar days at 8:20. At 8:30, we'll have Hanging with Havel and Maddie. And, you know, we have so many things going on this Black Friday. Get out and enjoy the day. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If holiday shopping has you hopping, stop at Konamichi Craft Bar and relax with a cocktail. Open 11 to 4 on both Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, Konamichi Craft Bar will have Loaded Bloody Marys for $8 and mimosas for just $5. Purchase a gift card to treat a family member or friend with a perfect, tasteful gift this holiday season. Konamichi Craft Bar on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music and art.
This Black Friday, meet us at Back Road Baraboo Motors for our Reveal the Deal event. 0% financing on all vehicles, new and used. Cars starting at just $199. Plus, no payments till spring. And your test drive is your chance to win thousands in prizes, including a TV, Beats earbuds, Baraboo Meats gift card, and more. We're opening early at 8 a.m. with coffee and pastries. Or treat yourself to lunch with Last Meal Pass on site from 10 till 4. It's Reveal the Deal time at Back Road Baraboo Motors.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh,
face. Eyes without a face, got no human grace. Your eyes without a face.
Here's the one. been carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast start of the night. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, you can't start a fire. Worry about your little world falling apart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing.